Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Evangelical Christians may disagree with the Catholic Church on many doctrines, but they do agree with Catholics on the abortion issue. That's the headline. David James will come to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In light of the upcoming elections, David, Joe Biden is Catholic, and the Roman Catholics make up one of the largest voting blocks in the United States. It would be helpful to understand the Catholic Church's official position on abortion.
Back in 1994, a number of prominent Catholic and Protestant theologians and ministry leaders published a document titled Evangelicals and Catholics Together. Over 25 years now, there's been a campaign to try to convince people that the Reformation is effectively over because Catholics and evangelicals now essentially agree on salvation. But that is really categorically false and very deceptive. So I'm not endorsing the Catholic Church in any way, but they are on the right side of the abortion issue. If you look at the official main catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2271 says this: since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Direct abortion, that is to say, abortion willed either as an end or a means, is gravely contrary to the moral law. And what that means, Jimmy, when it says gravely contrary, that means it's a mortal sin, and it will send you to hell for engaging in that sin.
Several biblical reasons why abortion is murder.
When Job was lamenting his plight, when he was suffering, he said in chapter 3, verse 16, "Or why was I not hidden like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw the light?" So he refers to an unborn baby as a child, and a child is a person. In Genesis 25, we read about Rebekah when she was pregnant and that the children struggled together within her. In Psalm 139, King David wrote, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And if we think of the incarnation itself, we must ask when it was that God took on human flesh. And it could only have been at the moment the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived.
David James explaining why evangelical Christians do not agree with the Catholic Church on many doctrines, but they do agree with them on the abortion issue. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David listed a number of passages in the Bible where God explains why abortion is against his will. And in fact, he reveals that abortion is murder. Remember, murder is punishable by death. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God wonderfully made all of us and has a plan for each of us today and into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...